You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Doug Pound, become a Cleveland Browns season ticket member today. Secure the best seats at the best prices with flexible payment plans available. Don't miss the excitement at First Energy Stadium this fall with home matchups against the Broncos, 49ers, Cardinals, Redskins, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434. General Manager of the Cleveland Browns, Ray Farmer, will be live in studio with us in about 10 minutes, kicking off hour number two. Let's go now to Stan in Brooklyn. Stan, how you doing, man?
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Good, man. Long time no talk, Stan.
Yeah, well, you know, I just got out of rehab, you know. It's tough.
I'm sure. Tough. Well, good for you, Stan.
Hey, tell Matt when he goes over to Hilliard Lakes to say hello to the owner there, Ronnie Zaleski.
Ronnie Zaleski.
Yeah,
he's the owner. I'm going to tell him, Stan said you owe me a free round.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
See if it works. Anyways, you know, since my season tickets went up 35%.
That's right. You're getting a better product.
Then I want three more wins this year. And, you know, I have the utmost respect for you guys and your knowledge.
Thank you, Stan.
But I'm going to give the draft a B- only because I want to see the end result.
That's fair.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, Stan. Appreciate it.
Now let's go north of the border. Go ahead, the kid.
You want to see it? How would you ever give it any grade if you want to see how it plays out? Then why are you giving it a B minus to say you want to see how it plays out? I mean, come on.
Let's go north of the border. We've got Cam in Canada.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, kid, you were doing some trench warfare this morning, eh, on social media?
Yeah, I was doing what I can, doing what I can.
He was fighting the good fight.
I just pulled you out of there. I said it's not worth it.
Yeah, I appreciate that because my blood was boiling. I saw that. I got a chuckle, and I decided to retreat.
For sure. Well, I call this draft a paradigm shifter, and here's what I think. I think our guys shifted the paradigm within our own organization. We could have tried to outbreak them, these guys, but we just called them out in the alley in our division. And here's what I think. I think Pittsburgh, I think Baltimore, possibly Cincinnati are too arrogant to react to this draft right now. I think what's going to happen is they're going to have 24 guys sitting in cold tubs 24 hours a day after they play our boys. And it's probably going to take them about a year to realize they're going to have to slow their games down and get way bulkier if they want to compete with us. I truly believe that we become the bullies of this division. I believe that with all my heart.
That's certainly what they're going for. I don't think there's any question that the Browns are going to try to become the most physical team in a very, very physical division.
You're right about saying that. They absolutely are. And when you get really good is when you can add pieces, say next year when you have 11 picks and you add that big first one round wide receiver or those game-breaking playmakers that every team seems to get somehow, some way, regardless of where they draft, where you can not only bloody your nose – but then it's like you pick your poison. We're going to bloody your nose, but then also, too, we're more athletic, we're more physical, and we just execute better than you do simply because we have guys that have played a ton of football, guys that understand, you know, and play within themselves and understand the scheme, and they actually love the game of football. And that passion exudes into winning.
Now, when you say that, and I agree, but from break it down a little bit, is that because people that love football are that much more committed to getting better every single day in practice? Where exactly does that translate?
It absolutely does. I mean, when I was playing in the National Football League, there were guys that referenced coming to train, like in phase one, or coming to an OTA or training camp, or coming to a practice in season. They're like, oh, I got to go to work today. You know, and they looked at it as work, as their job, very much so. It is their job. But for me, who loved the game of football, who loved my teammates like brothers, who, you know, spent extracurricular time with my teammates because I actually enjoyed their company, those were my friends. And I'm just going to the facility. I never looked at it as work. I looked at it as going to do something that I absolutely love with other individuals with a common goal of getting as good as we can individually and collectively. And when you do that, and that passion and love for football and the bond that you've created from, say, March through early September that translates into a team, a one unit that goes out there and puts their best foot forward and takes those small steps and accomplishes small goals, winning divisional games, into a potential playoff opportunity.
Now, is it that obvious when you have the majority of guys that are like that versus the majority of guys that aren't like
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just simply by the conversations that people have in the locker room. It's like the second you're off the field, the guys that love the game are talking about two DBs walking off, talking about that one play that got behind them and what happened. You're talking scheme and X's and O's, or you're walking out of a meeting room having that same conversation of, well, I thought this, well, I thought that, well, let's get our heads together and fix it for tomorrow. Or the two DBs or wide receivers, and I'm not saying just here in this locker room, the two guys that are walking out, do you want to go play 18 holes after this? Or, you know, what are you doing tonight? You want to come over to my place and drink or, you know, get barbecue, whatever it might be. It's all about where your head is at while you're in this building. And when they're in this building, it's got to be focused on one thing, and that's perfecting their craft.
Now, were you ever on – most of the teams you were on were pretty good. Were you ever on a bad team?
My rookie year in the National Football League, we were 4-12. It was my only non-winning season.
Do you think that that was more a prevailing mindset that year versus 2 years later when you were 14-2?
Yes, it was. It was that, and it was also, too, a organization – in some cases, that was like the Browns for a long time, a lot like the 49ers were prior, you know, pre-Harbaugh. They were bad for so long that your expectation.
Pre-who?
Yeah, exactly. He'll do the same thing at Michigan, I'm sure. It's the your expectations are so low simply because you look at it as a job. You know you're going to be bad. But what it took was a general manager or the hiring of a coach and a change in that culture that we always talk about happening here in Cleveland with the Browns for them to pick a few of the right people and sign a few of the right leaders or proven veterans in the National Football League that fully changes the dynamic. And you go from 4-12 to 12-4 in one season, you know. And that's just what happened. I'm not saying we're going to, you know, 7-9 was great, but everyone would love that flip. Maybe not Stan. It's not the three wins, but to go from 7-9 to 9-7, that would be huge. And in some cases, because our division is going to beat the crap out of each other, might be enough to be in that conversation with Pittsburgh coming to town for the season finale.
We would certainly love that. Jamie and Massillon, welcome to CBD.
Are we going to be using Duke Johnson as a kick returner also? Or
I believe so. That's in talking to special teams coach Chris Tabor, I believe that Duke Johnson will be a kick returner for this team as well. Averaged about 32 yards return at the U. Couple of touchdowns there. Didn't do it in his last season, but certainly has the skills, and I do see that being a place where he will be utilized immediately and effectively.
And I would – let me back that up by saying I think that's one of the biggest weaknesses on the team is – kick returning. Last year we were arguing, you know, Wilhelm was saying he just wants a guy fair catching, and I was saying that's ridiculous. But going into this season, we need to improve on that, and we need to have playmakers back there. And if Benjamin isn't the right guy, then let Duke Johnson get back there. I'd like to see Justin Gilbert return a couple
I would
kicks.
Like to see him do that as well. A lot of explosive players with the opportunity to return kicks. Duke Johnson looks to have the early lead, one of the reasons he was drafted, and we'll talk about that. With the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, the man who made these 12 picks for the Browns, he will be live in studio here in the Dog Bowl in Berea when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now it's coming back, we can steal it. If we bridge this gap, I can see you through the curtains of the water.